Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Rob. An awesome and amazing day of the universe, and God bless to you. So, do you let it go, or do you hold on to it? And my bet is we begin to hold on to it. Do not let it go. Hold on tight. Buckle up and enjoy the flight. For we are on this flight of the universe, of God's love, of God's creative nature, of faith and beauty and wonder and wow. Life is a full-on journey. And you and I are the full-on journey of the universe in such amazing ways. You and I are the life force of the universe in the most amazing, amazing ways. As you begin the day, begin to say, thank you, God, for the day. What a wondrous journey. And remember, problems are the presence of the universe for growth and creativity and love, exactly where you're at, what you have, what you're doing. And if you run, oh, damage. Begin to simply change the thoughts of the day and what you say and how you feel, and that's the way to hold on. But don't hold on as if it's yours. It is not yours. None of it is yours. It's all the energy and creativity of the universe. It's all one single force, and there's one single cure, and that's to love it. The mind is the thought creator, and it is the center and creator of the universe, and you are that center and creator of the universe. It is a simple fact of life. You are the love maker of life. And in this day, I say, thank you, God, for the way, for the day is so amazingly perfect. And the mind is the body, the smile of life. And yes, all of us have problems, because that is the gift and the present of life. And your yesterday problems and tomorrow problems are in fact what you hold on to, and now you must imagine them with perfect nature of God, of life, of love, of faith, of happiness of today. For this is the way, the today way, the wow way. God's love is always upon us. God's love. God is the center and creator of all things, and you are that God. You are the I am of the all is. There's a life force that had created all things, and that is our belief. And our science has told us that there is something in the energy that creates the molecules and the forces that bring all things together. And that's our beauty. That's the wow of life. The whoa, isn't this awesome and amazing? And our creative ways are in the day that God has gifted you and I, and isn't that amazing? We are telling the story like Moses, like Lao Tse, like Jesus, like Muhammad, like you and I are the storytellers. And what is the story, and where have you been, and where are you going, and what is important is that which you choose to be, to make, to live, to think important in this life. That is, we are here to do all the good we can to all the people we can in all the amazing ways we can, for the life force is that which we can. Yes, we can, you can, life can, love can overcome all things, and when you have problems, you should joy. And wow, this is amazing, and aren't I blessed and lucky? Yes, it is hard in the moment of the feeling and the instinct that says, ow, this really, really hurts. Oh, I can't stand this. Let me call someone. Let me fight something. Let me find a new and different way. No, I want to stay right where I'm at in the pain of the day. And in fact, the passion of life is to move and to move. And the life forces are always pushing because the stardust is the life dust. It's the life force that is always moving and shifting and changing. And death and destruction is not that. It is simply the forces of nature in change. The universe is in constant genesis, constant renewal, constant new, constant building, constant forces. Oh, wow, isn't this amazing? For the life force is the you force, the amazing force, the God force, the wow force, the oh man, I love it force. Isn't this amazing? Life is the most amazing experience of the universe. And now is the time to begin to think differently, lovingly, kindly, wow-ly, loving all things in the most amazing, great, awesome ways. And you and I are the life force, my friend. You and I are the life force. That is simple. It. Slam dunk, done. Nothing more is needed. That's it. God's love is upon you this day. The smile of life is a smile of love with a smile of faith and a smile. Mind body is built in a smile of the laughter of life and whatever it is, and be joyous and be like, wow, amazing. God gifted you and I a perfect harmony of the universe. And yes, we all have problems, because problems are the nature of God's gift. Wow. Wow. The life force is the living force and the gifting force and the gratitude force and the wow, amazing. And through God's love, as you read the books and listen to the stories and let go, but let go that is yours. It belongs to the universe. All of us, all people, all things are precious, sentient beings. All of it is simply acting in its biology. We are warriors. We are warriors. We are the wonder of God's creation. How do you want to be today? How do you want to live today? Don't you want to walk in life with a sprint and spring of joy and harmony and happiness as we are meant to be? Yes, we complain. We judge. We fight. We foster what a miserable day. Oh my God, it's dark and dreary and rainy and stormy. As you know that the sunlight can burn many a skin and cause much damage and disease. And the thoughts that we get this from that and that from this is just a thought of life. I'm simply sharing some thoughts. Because remember, you are the creator of your life, your everyday, your wonder, your wow. We do seek out knowledge and ideas and interests from others. We come together in a musical, theatrical, artistic, or experiential way. We are a life force of herding. We are animals that love to come together. And in that coming together, we like to judge and look around and wonder and wow, and who's good and who's bad and what's right and what's wrong. For the universe always knows what to build in many, many, many amazing ways. You and I are the life force of the universe. We are meant to be exactly what we are, perfect and amazing. No matter who you are and where you are, where you are at, You are the building force of life. Now, up early, with gratitude and appreciation of all that you have had and will have, and visualize that which you desire as if it is yours, because all things are created in the mind first, and the mastery of the second comes next. For God's love and faith and joy and harmony is in all things. Life always knows what it's doing. Life always knows what it's doing. A joyous life, a beautiful life, a good life. This is Dr. Rob, mindbodysmile.com, Fertile Grounds Fitness. Fertile Grounds Fitness. For fitness is what you do with your body, how you express it outwardly, inwardly, and what you put into it. That's right. The nutrition and sustenance which comes in it determines your fitness. Are you reproducible? Yes, there's a reproducible way of having babies, and the reproducible way is how do you reproduce that beauty and joy every day? No matter what life has gifted you, you know that. We fight and we foster. We flow and we fit. This fitness is what you have already. God bless. Dr. Rob Kiltz. Enjoy this awesome and amazing day of the universe.